In the small town of Clarkston, Georgia, an unlikely revolution was brewing on a dusty soccer field. Luma Mufla, a Jordanian immigrant who had defied her father's wishes by staying in America after college, accidentally discovered a group of refugee boys playing barefoot soccer with remarkable passion. The scene transported her back to her childhood in Jordan, except here the players were white, black, and brown, children from war-torn regions across the globe who had landed in this transformed southern town. What began as Luma watching from her car would evolve into the Fugees, a soccer program that would change lives, challenge a community, and become a powerful symbol of America's changing identity in the 21st century. Growing up privileged in Amman, Jordan, Luma learned compassion from her grandmother Munawar while secretly playing soccer with neighborhood boys. At Smith College, she experienced an awakening. Seeing confident, independent women showed her possibilities unavailable in Jordan. When she chose to stay in America after graduation, her father cut her off completely. Suddenly, without support, she washed dishes in restaurants where colleagues called her Liz to avoid drawing attention to her foreign name. While coaching middle-class girls at a YMCA near Atlanta, Luma developed a reputation for demanding excellence, extensive running, strength training, and personal responsibility. Though initially unsuccessful, her methods eventually produced championship teams. Yet she battled homesickness and grief over her grandmother's death. During one aimless drive, she discovered Clarkston's refugee community and those boys playing soccer with barefoot abandon. Something clicked. Here was a purpose that connected her past and present, her privilege, and her struggle. Clarkston transformed from a quiet railroad town when resettlement agencies chose it for refugee placement, drawn by its affordable housing, public transportation, and walkable streets. Between 1996 and 2001, over 19,000 refugees settled in Georgia, with Clarkston becoming uniquely diverse, a microcosm of global displacement. The town's character shifted as women in hijabs appeared on streets, ethnic restaurants emerged, and a mosque opened near schools. Rather than protesting, conservative residents withdrew from community life, breeding silent resentment. Tension surfaced when police began targeting confused immigrants with tickets and escalated when agencies announced plans to relocate 700 Somali Bantu refugees unfamiliar with modern life. Luma's Fugee soccer program faced unique challenges. Her players, unlike her previous YMCA girls, had survived war and displacement, living in makeshift family arrangements but playing with genuine passion. The YMCA provided crucial support with field rental and equipment, enabling Luma to recruit through multilingual flyers. The team's spirit emerged in moments like 8-year-old Jeremiah arriving with one oversized sneaker and Luma proving her authority by sending a skeptical Sudanese player diving away from her powerful shot, silencing doubts about female leadership with a simple, "Anybody else?" In early practices, ethnic divisions were stark. Players grouped themselves by nationality and language, passing only to their own. Luma noticed hierarchies forming, with Afghan and Iraqi kids looking down on African players, and Northern Africans discriminating against other African refugees. Learning of Jeremiah's family's struggles with hunger transformed Luma's path. She closed her cafe, declared bankruptcy, and launched a cleaning business employing refugee mothers, having found her true calling in supporting these families. Challenges persisted. After being barred from the Clarkston Community Center, Luma discovered Armstead Field through Google Earth. Despite signs permitting soccer, Mayor Sweeney insisted it remained baseball only. The YMCA's alternative, a glass-strewn, rutted field behind Indian Creek Elementary, starkly illustrated the inequities refugee children faced compared to suburban teams. Luma enforced strict rules: short hair, mandatory tutoring, perfect attendance, good behavior, and maximum effort. She remained firm when players challenged her authority, sometimes dismissing them outright. For these adolescents straddling their parents' world and American culture, gangs offered competing sources of belonging, particularly appealing to Liberian refugees who found familiar power structures in gang life similar to their war-torn homeland. The under-13 Fugees, despite representing 13 different countries, languages, and religions, developed remarkable unity. During practice, they ran together, creating call-and-response chants like, "Who are the kings? The Fugees!" This camaraderie proved vital during the Tornado Cup tournament, where they overcame a 1-0 halftime deficit against Blue Springs Liberty Fire. After Luma's harsh critique, they rallied to win 3-1. Bill Mellinger's Thrift Town Supermarket exemplified successful adaptation to demographic change. When his traditional business declined, Vietnamese employee Hong Diep Vo suggested stocking ethnic foods. Mellinger expanded his inventory with each refugee wave, from Vietnamese items to Bosnian chocolates and Middle Eastern staples, while hiring refugees as workers and consultants. The store flourished despite chain competition. Clarkston Baptist Church underwent similar transformation when William Perrin, a conservative ex-army officer, proposed remaking it as an international congregation. Renamed Clarkston International Bible Church, it now hosts multiple ethnic congregations throughout the day, reviving membership from 100 to over 500. The police department also evolved under Chief Tony J. Scipio, who implemented a CPR code. Courtesy, professionalism, respect. His strict enforcement led to widespread citations and the departure of 7 officers in his first month. In their final tournament game, the Fugees faced the Concord Fire from upscale Alpharetta, where families spent over $5,000 annually on soccer. Despite the resource disparity, the Fugees dominated early and led 1-0 at halftime. Though the Fire eventually tied 2-2, eliminating them from the tournament, the team had demonstrated remarkable growth. For many players, the team provided crucial belonging amid displacement. Kanu Bia, whose strict guardian often prevented him from playing, viewed the team as his sanctuary. "When I play on that team, I'm with my brothers." The Decory brothers found healing after losing their mother and 3 sisters in a car accident. Mandela Ziadi struggled with his refugee identity, hiding his family's financial struggles while challenging authority on the field, a behavior Luma tolerated with unusual patience, understanding it masked deeper issues of identity many refugee children face. After the New York Times exposed Mayor Swaney's soccer ban, public pressure secured the Fugees' field access rights. Support followed swiftly. Nike provided equipment, local businesses donated uniforms, and a donor contributed a team bus. Film rights enabled Luma to establish the Fugees Family Organization. The program catalyzed personal transformations. Luma reconciled with her father Hassan, Paula Belagamir's husband gained freedom from prison, and Mandela found direction through Kentucky's Job Corps. Several players earned college scholarships, including Shahir Anwar to the Padea School. The Fugees story reflects America's evolving identity. Like unexpected lifeboat companions who must cooperate to survive, Clarkston's residents navigated super diversity, where multiple cultural differences intersect. Through sports and daily interactions, they bridged divides and forged new American identities. In our era of global migration, the Fugees demonstrate that belonging stems from acceptance, not origin. Their journey proves how soccer can transcend sport to become a universal language, revealing our shared humanity across different paths.